This will be stuck in my head for the rest of the day now. Good stuff. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Excited to welcome back to the program our buddy Brett Kern, former Titans punter, is with us. What's up? How are you?
What's going on? How you doing?
We're fantastic. Just, you know, I've been breaking down that first preseason game, getting ready for game number two. I'm sure, do you miss this time of year at all now that you've had a couple years away from it, or is it kind of like, no, I'm good?
I tell you what, like this weekend's weather was pretty nice. That's not a bad day to be, you know, full pads. The game was beautiful, right? A couple weeks ago when the heat index was 105, 110, and you're in full pads, you contemplate a lot during training camp. But, you know, I think the preseason's, there's obviously a lot of debate. Some people hate it. Some people love it. For me personally, you know, it was good to go out there, get some game reps. People say they didn't count it, but yeah, obviously it does just for your job and, you know, feeling like you can get into a good rhythm, you know, heading into the season. So I personally liked it, as hard as it was at times, depending on your travel and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it's good. Titans off to a good start and, they looked pretty darn good, the other night.
So, and I'm going to get to that in just a second, but like, you know, Stonehouse is coming off an injury. And so, you know, I was texting you when we were, you know, watching camp. They were right in front of us. I'm like, hey, the leg's looking good. He's still got the power. Yeah. But, you know, how important, if you were ever dealing with something, was that those first few days of training camp just to kind of reassure yourself, like, hey, I'm good. This is whatever I had is behind me.
Yeah, I mean, I think in 2017 you know, I had a sports hernia halfway through the season. And so for about 10 games, I was punting on a torn ab muscle and got surgery after the Pro Bowl. And it took, you know, a good chunk. I mean, it took about 6-7 months for everything to kind of feel normal again. And so, you know, sometimes some scar tissue would pop and you feel like you re-tore it, but it's just that scar tissue moving around. And that happened, you know, in a preseason game. And so mentally it's huge, you know, going through these reps, getting your body back to, you know, hopefully what it used to feel like. And so I know just talking with Stoney and having conversations with him, he's just, you know, he's just trying to get back to where he was. And it's a process. It's just, a lot goes on, you know, surgery and, you know, rehab and like I said, scar tissue and stuff moving around. And so he just needs time to get back at it, to really kind of condition his leg to what it was before he got hurt.
Former Titans punter Brett Kern is with us on the program. All right, so you saw the new kickoff rule, obviously throughout the NFL. It debuted in the Hall of Fame game, and then we saw it last weekend. The Titans had a couple of big returns, but it's, you know, this dynamic kickoff is certainly different. And I know you didn't do kickoffs in your career, but how does it kind of change things and change some of the conversations in the special teams room?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, they wanted to address, you know, last year it was the lowest rate of returns, I think, in NFL history, right? And so I think they wanted to, you know, get a little bit more excitement back into, you know, people necessarily just, oh, to kick off, you know, we're going to go get a beer and then let's just see where, see where the offense starts, right? And then obviously injuries, seen a lot of injuries over the years of guys running down full speed, running into each other. I mean, it's pretty much a car accident, every time those guys run into each other. And so obviously they want to cut back, mainly probably on concussions, because I think a lot of concussions happen on kickoffs. So in essence, you know, you took away the speed, a lot of one-on-one matchups with the old kickoff. You could put fast guys at the 4 and the 5 and you kind of put some bigger guys and, you create mismatches and then a lot of big plays happen because there's these gaps. You know, you got guys running 4-3, 4-4 down there. Right. And then you got a tight end who maybe runs a 4-8 and all of a sudden you get these gaps. You can take advantage of. There's a lot to it. Right. And so now it's more, they're so close together, which obviously you're preventing injuries, which is great. But now you're going to see probably different body type, right? You're probably going to get linebackers out there, tight ends, safeties. And I think the biggest thing that I noticed, you know, in watching KJ's return the other night, and even just some returns across the league, is that now it's just about how many guys can you make miss, right? Because you're not going to get that running start. I mean, you get the running start, but with the blocks and all that kind of stuff, there's no gaps for guys to really go through. So who are you going to make miss, right, to get through that initial front line right there, you know, 20, 25, 30-ish, right? And so KJ, he did a great job. I think I counted 5 missed tackles, you know, spinning around, another spin around, little juke move, and, you know, next thing you know, you're starting on the 15-yard line after a penalty, and, you know, the first possession for the Titans is the red zone, and Will Levis, obviously with the QB sneak, gets it home, so.
We're talking to Brett Kern, the living legend from Grand Island Senior High School. All right, Brett, let me ask you this. When a team has a safety, why would you punt? Why didn't the kicker kick? Tell me the difference. Why they wanted you to punt after a safety and not have the kicker kick?
That's a great question, because I'd love to know the answer too. So I absolutely hated punting after safeties, because it's so different, right? You're not getting a snap. You're not getting the snap. Everybody's lined up with you. Visually, it's just so messed up. And so that was probably the weakest part of my career was kick after safeties. And I remember, I think it was 2013, we were at Pittsburgh, and I think it was Darius Renard who had the safety to start the season.
Yes, right.
And the second play of our NFL season was me, a kick after safety, which was terrible. So, you know, I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that. I would love for punters to be removed from, you know, the kick after safety and just have, you know, the kickers go out and do that, because that's what they're used to.
Yeah, because I asked, because with this new dynamic kickoff rule, if I'm a special teams coach, I'm telling my kicker, get as high as you can and try to make it land between the 10 and 15. That way the running back or the kick returner doesn't have a running start. And I think that would be, and so when I see the punt, you would hit the, you know, you would punt a ball a mile high in the sky, but to place it there would be so much pressure. I would say I'm good, I'm gonna pass on that.
Yeah, I mean, the new kickoff rule too, you know, it kind of stinks, because I think we had a ton of fun practicing like surprise onside kicks and now that's gone, right? And so now I think you know, obviously the fourth quarter rolls around, it's like, hey, we want to onside kick this thing, and there goes the surprise element. And so even with punt after safeties, we had so many, you know, there was one I worked on where I tried to hit a knuckleball as high as I possibly could and get that thing 5-0, you know, hang time. And I remember, you know, guys like Kevin Byard and other guys, it became like almost a game of, you know, who could catch this. And
right,
you know, Tucker, I remember Justin Tucker had a couple funky ones that you just can't do anymore, right? So I understand the purpose of it in lowering injuries, and there's obviously gonna be a lot of returns, because you, in essence, guys are gonna pop them up in that landing zone, you know, the 20 to the goal line, and you have to return them. So there's going to be a lot more action. It's just a matter of, I'm curious to see how many returns will there be, like what KJ had the other night, where you can rip one off for 50, 60 yards. So it'll be interesting to see and see how it goes this year.
I love it. Also, we just wrapped up the Olympics, and I'm seeing that you were a long jumper in high school. Could Brett Kern have made the Olympic team?
If you wanted to call me a long jumper, I think I was the only one that was willing to do it. For me personally in high school, I was probably decent at a lot of things, but I was never really great at anything. And so like for a track meet, I would go out there and long jump and I'd finish third, right? Or I'd go do high jump and I would finish second or third. Like I never really won anything, but I was able to go get points for the team, just enough points to help us, you know, win a try meet or something like that. But trust me, no, there's no highlight videos of me, you know, tearing it up at the state long jump meet.
I think you turned out pretty well, Brett, as an athlete. So we'll vouch for you, man.
I appreciate it.
Brett Kern is with us, former Titans punter. All right, so Brian Callahan makes his debut as the head coach, gets the win. But, you know, one thing he talked about last week was the kind of the dynamic of him calling plays and also having to be the game manager as the head coach. What were some observations when you watched the game under game one of Brian Callahan?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, preseason's hard because, you know, you got 90 guys, and I mean, there's probably, 75 that played the other night, guys that just aren't playing or for whatever reason. And so there's a lot of guys, and I think with preseason, you kind of take the first quarter, maybe first half, you could probably analyze it a little bit more. You know, the second half is more or less, you know, who are the guys that are going to fill the practice squad potentially? Who's the guy that's, you know, kind of standing out on special teams or, you know, on offense or defense that we can't get rid of, right? And they kind of fill out the back end of the roster. And so, watching the game, it's more or less like what are the Titans per se, right? What are they on offense with Brian and Nick Holtz and, you know, defense with Denard and special teams with Colt, right? What are they doing? Because you could break down individual plays and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you look at the first half, right, defense, you know, that first drive was, I was like, uh-oh. Right. No, I mean, being with Denard and Philly, like, no, this is not the defense that I think is going to come to the table every time, right? And so, obviously, for San Francisco to go down and get the opening TD was not great. But how did the defense respond after that, right? Stopped them, three and out, another stop, right? They came out and, you know, showed who they are. And so, you know, you take away that first drive and, you know, you're looking at giving up maybe 200 yards for the whole game, which I think is pretty stout. You know, and then offense, you know, to start that game in the red zone, I'm just thankful it didn't go backwards because you really don't know what to expect in the preseason. And it didn't go backwards. He didn't settle for a field goal. They went in, had a couple plays, and Will Levis, I think it's fitting to score the first, you know, TD of the preseason, but really, you know, to set the season off in the right way. You know, the offense marched down again, 7 plays, 6-7 yards, Tajay touchdown. Obviously the next one after that, after the three and out to go 17 plays, that's a heck of a drive. Would you love to finish, you know, on that fourth down, right, to sneak in there? Yeah, that would have been great, but defense stopped them, got the ball back, had another drive, and I think obviously you'd love Nick to make that field goal, but that's part of the preseason too. You're kind of getting the kinks out, and I know, like, during the season he's going to make that, right? So I think overall they're sending a message. Hey, I mean, they could have been up 21-7, 24-7 at half, but I think just the way they play, just how they were composed, I thought they came out and had a really good start.
We're talking to former Titans punter Brett Kern. Brett, did you ever get read the riot act from Vrabel? I'm just curious.
I mean, it just kind of depends on what you consider that.
Was there one moment where he was just so mad at you?
Yeah, 100%. I think what kind of stunk the most for me was that COVID year, and there was nobody in the stands. And so his voice kind of echoed through stadiums across America. And I remember the worst one, we were playing Sunday Night Football at Green Bay, and it was in that snowstorm. And, you know, they called punt, and I really couldn't tell where the ball was because, the snow's on the markers, and you can't really tell what's going on, and the snow's falling. I remember one time you couldn't really see the scoreboard. It was coming down so hard. And I remember him calling punt, and I remember jogging out there, and Coach Auk is telling me, hey, hit this type of punt. I'm like, okay, yeah, this probably works in this situation. And I get out there, and the ball's on, like, the 33-yard line. I'm like, why are we not kicking a field goal? And then I'm thinking, this would be impossible to make. So I'm just going to hit, you know, my little knuckleball. Let's see if we can get him, you know, downside the 10. And I hit the knuckleball, and this thing catches the wind up there. This thing lands, probably, like, 5-6 yards deep in the end zone. I'm like, oh, this is not good. This is a 33-yard punt with a 13-yard net. Like, this is bad. And the next thing you know, I hear Vrabel, what are we doing? Now, this is, you know, radio version.
Right.
And I just heard his voice just echo through Lambeau. I'm like, oh, man. I remember that, and I'll remember that for a long time.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hey, real quick, joint practices this week with Seattle. How beneficial are those? You know, the preseason games are one thing, but to actually work with another team for a couple of days, how beneficial can those be?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're huge because, you know, you look at, for example, you know, Levis to Ridley, right? That's one catch, 22 yards. That's what you got for the game. But you go practices against Seattle and you're going to get Levis to Ridley 10 times in a practice, right? It could be more than that against Seattle's ones, right? And so even on special teams, you know, over camp, offense, defense, special teams, they all get used to Titans on Titans, right? And so here to get a lot of game-like reps for 2-3 days, you know, special teams, offense, defense, 7-on-7, red zone, I mean, you name it, right? In essence, you get, you know, you get a preseason game times it feels like it could be with the rep-wise. You know, you're looking at 4 or 5 games worth of reps for these guys over 2 to 3 days. And so you get a lot more quality work against guys that you don't know their tendencies necessarily. You know, DBs, wide receivers, they don't know the little nuances, whereas, you know, a DB for the Titans probably has been going up against Ridley for the past 3 weeks and understands, hey, he kind of does this and this, and I'm understanding the play calling that, you know, Coach Callahan's doing and Nick. And so it can become predictable at times. But you go up against another team, Seattle coming in, fresh faces, it's, you know, it feels like a game, and it's great.
For sure. Brett, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this. Great stuff, and we will definitely do it again soon.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.
You too. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. A lot to unpack there. Really good stuff with him. We'll do that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.